Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. University of Delaware baseball coach Jim Sherman is in his final season as skipper of the Blue Hens. Sherman's career highlights include more than 800 wins, over 600 of which came at UD, as well as multiple conference titles. But there is more to the longtime Blue Hen than what he accomplished on the diamond. And in this week's Enlighten Me, UD senior and Delaware Public Media intern Patrick Laporte reports on the legacy of one of the state's best-known baseball coaches.
2022 marks the grand finale in a 36-year coaching career for longtime Delaware head coach Jim Sherman. From his high school and collegiate playing days at William Penn and Delaware to coaching stops at Wilmington University and UD, Sherman is no stranger to the First State. During his time at William Penn, Sherman played football and basketball along with baseball. For Sherm, the idea of competing at the collegiate level went beyond the baseball field to include his passion for football.
I thought I also wanted to do football, be a dual. So that was the game plan initially, to come to Delaware and play both. And I decided, once I was here, just to be a baseball player.
With football out of the picture, Sherman would play all 4 years at Delaware as an outfielder. The four-time all-conference pick helped Delaware make three NCAA regional appearances and earn top 25 rankings in three of those four seasons. After two summers in Cape Cod and his junior year with the Blue Hens, the Chicago Cubs drafted the outfielder in the 20th round of the 1981 draft. The question for Sherman became whether to stay one more year at Delaware or sign the contract.
I knew that I was ready to go play professional baseball after my junior year in college, but something just said, don't do it. I was loyal to our team. I was loyal to the university.
Sherman says his college coach, Bob Hanna, the winningest head coach in Delaware baseball history, was another reason to stay in Newark. Sherman credits Hanna for his development on and off the diamond.
I just thought that he was good for me because I was pretty high strung as a player, and he was able to kind of level me off and not have too many highs, not too many lows, and being a level player probably ended up being the best thing that happened for me.
As a senior, Sherman continued to grow as a player, recording 68 RBIs, which remains eighth best in school history. His performance once again found him eyeing the possibility of a major league career. The Houston Astros selected Sherman in the 14th round of the 1982 draft. This time, he took the offer and began his effort to reach the major leagues. Sherman bounced around the field throughout his minor league career, playing right field and third base before a knee injury derailed his big league hopes at the AAA level. Sherman's return home marked a new chapter in his baseball career, an opportunity to coach at Wilmington. Sherman landed with the Wildcats in 1987 as head coach and the athletic director, and began constructing an extensive network of former players that would go on to play or coach the sport of baseball. Current Wilmington baseball manager Brian August is one of the many branches of Coach Sherman's coaching tree. The two met at a Wilmu basketball game during Sherman's last year as the skipper at Wilmington in 1994, as August looked at the possibility of becoming a dual sport athlete out of high school. Sherman took August under his wing, telling August, the then high school prospect, he planned on serving as an assistant coach at Delaware the following year.
He said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I was talking to coach here," and he said that, maybe I could come here and play both. And he was like, "The heck you are, you're going to University of Delaware."
After a successful 3 years at Delaware and multiple years in the Yankees minor league system, August hoped to get into coaching. Sherman once again paid it forward, hiring August as one of his assistants when he became Delaware's head coach.
I knew I wanted to coach, and it was a tough transition just because, you're still in that player mode and stuff like that, and I had to jump into that assistant coaching role really quick, but he helped me really get that. He was like, "Listen, man, you got to make that adjustment of now being not a player, and you're going to be an assistant."
August says his growth in coaching came from his time under Sherman as a player and as a coach.
All the type of characteristics that I do coaching-wise and relationships with the players and all that kind of stuff is what I took from, our relationship when he was a coach to me, and then when he was a coach to me as a player, and then obviously when I was an assistant under him.
The same can be said for Sherman's relationships with his current players and coaches. Delaware associate head coach Dan Hammer serves alongside Sherman on his current staff. The pair's longtime history at Delaware stretches back to 1997 when they both served as assistants. Hammer remembers Sherman's reaction to the birth of his son, and he told Hammer to stay back with his family as Delaware played a road series at East Carolina.
He just knew the importance of it all. So, I mean, he's a tremendous family man. You know, he understands that, all that stuff, and how people, how that's important to people's lives. But he's just an all-around genuinely good person.
UD first baseman Joseph Carpenter is in his third year under Sherman. Carpenter says Sherman and his staff were one of the reasons he committed to play in Newark, entrusting him to play in the starting lineup as a freshman.
He's had an impact on me, you know, just, you know, doing the small things the right way on the baseball field, you know, taking care of things off the baseball field and in the classroom and everything else that comes along with taking care of your business here.
Sherman is now in his final month at Delaware. For the longtime manager, his coaching career started with a simple answer to John Bednash about filling the coaching vacancy at Wilmington. Yes.
I thought about it, and I said, yeah, it might be cool. Maybe I'll do the college thing for a while. So I always thought I'd do the college thing for a little while and then go back to professional baseball coaching. And here we are 36 years later.
Patrick LaPorte, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Patrick, for enlightening us this week and for all your work this semester as a Delaware Public Media intern.